At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A Dallas County grand jury today is expected to hear an aggravated assault case against Roy Oliver. He is the former Balch Springs police officer who was fired after he shot and killed a teenager in April. The unrelated assault case stems from a traffic accident 2 weeks before Jordan Edwards' death while leaving a party. Oliver is accused of pointing a gun at a woman after she rear-ended his truck. He was off duty and not in uniform at the time. Oliver was not arrested, and the case was referred to the grand jury. Dallas County officials at today's Commissioner's Court meeting will discuss a major error made in estimating property tax revenue. The Dallas Morning News reports the mistake leaves the county $13 million short of the money expected for paying bills. The shortfall also could end any hopes for property tax relief. Commissioners Mike Cantrell and John Wiley Price and County Budget Director Ryan Brown said they envision cuts to truancy courts, other courts, the juvenile department, and the county clerk's office. The error was discovered last week. The auditor's office miscalculated the amount of property value not subject to tax because certain properties had already reached the 10% cap on annual tax increases. And now the final chapter of our American Graduate Series, Class of 17. We've been following a group of kids from 8th grade to high school graduation. Ricky Rios actually finished in January at Flower Mound High School. He waited till this month, though, to get his diploma with his classmates. He'll attend the University of North Texas this fall. Bill Zeeble found Ricky's learned some hard lessons over the last 4 years, including one that may actually take a lifetime to deal with, the death of his best friend.
Today at the Rios home in Flower Mound, only Ricky and his mom are here.
What's up? How you doing?
Sister Gabriella, now 20s, in college, and Dad Ricky Sr. is busy managing the Texas Roadhouse restaurant. Since graduating early in January with a 3.4 GPA, Ricky Jr. has worked at the restaurant full-time.
We're open from like 4 to 10, Monday through Thursday, so I'll usually work that. And then in the morning, I'll maybe work out, but sometimes I want to get some sleep.
Back in 2014, Ricky was 5'6", waiting for a growth spurt that never really happened. Basketball was his life. He was laser-focused on an NBA future.
Like, if you can't be on the floor playing still, maybe you could be on the floor coaching, and just, like, helping other players.
Ricky didn't make varsity. He dropped the basketball team cold turkey, says he's moved on, and hasn't missed it. Here's what he does miss. His best friend, Keontae Johnson.
He was just real family. Like, he'd always say that we're brothers, me, him, and Noah. Like, his family was my family. He'd come in. He wouldn't even knock on the door. He'd just open the door. Like, that's how I did it in his house, Noah's house, everyone.
Ricky met KJ at a local rec center a few years back. They hit it off, and with another friend, Noah Chambers, hung out almost all the time. Age was no barrier. Ricky was 3 years younger than KJ. Then came one night in April. Ricky's restaurant shift was over.
So he finished class and he called me and he was like, all right, I'm done with class. I'm coming down there. I'll meet you there in like 30 minutes. So then he called me and he's like, hey, I'm going to be late. I got a flat tire. And I was like, okay, yeah, it's cool. Like, just let me know. And then his mom called me and told me that he had gotten hit by a car on the highway.
Hours had passed since Ricky talked to KJ by phone and he couldn't, would not, believe the awful news. His best friend was dead. Trying to help, a friend invited Ricky to church. He agreed, even though raised Catholic, he's not that religious. Months later, in his kitchen, Ricky talks about the preacher's words with clouds darkening outside.
KJ, like, he's ran a full life. Like, he's met God now, and he's all good. And they were like, are you ready to meet God? And that's what they were asking. And I was like, that's a big question. Like, am I ready to meet God? Like, I don't know. Like, maybe I'm ready to see KJ again. Thunder. That's KJ.
It was a stormy time. Ricky visited KJ's family, helped his best friend's mother, sat with all of them in the first row at the funeral, and drove with them in the limo.
When he had to go to the wake, he's never been to a wake. I wasn't sure how he was going to deal with it, and I explained what it was going to be like, and I wasn't sure if he could handle it or not.
That's Ricky's mom, Jody Rios.
He went in there, and he just was there for KJ's mom. He became a man. I just saw he became a man. He was the shoulder that everybody cried on. But then I had to remember to tell him that you have to grieve too, and you don't have to be everybody's rock.
Today, Ricky seems okay. He misses KJ and talks to him, driving to and from work. The trauma did not challenge what he believes. It reinforced it.
It makes me think, like, life is short. Anyone can go at any time, like, just like that. So it's just, you know, live life to the fullest. Be around those you love as much as you can, like family and friends.
You know, I just pray every time he leaves the house that both the kids, just get him home safe. Watch over him, because that's all you can do as a parent. You guide them, and you hope they remember everything you taught them.
Ricky leaves high school in the class of 17 with his basketball dreams and his best friend gone. Yet he's not adrift. He's deeply rooted in family and close friends, working in Dad's restaurant. In a way, college this fall lets him start over. Ricky talks about several possible majors he's considering at UNT. Then he stops and smiles. The thunder's over. The sky, he says, is the limit. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Explore profiles of all the students featured in our Class of 17 series at kera.org/class of 17. Coming up on the BBC NewsHour, four senior executives of Barclays Bank in Britain have been charged with fraud for their actions during the financial crisis. Also, why Australia's suspending military flights over Syria, and the boy from Aleppo hoping to become a concert violinist. BBC NewsHour begins in 30 minutes. In the forecast, we've got sunny skies, high near 94, overnight lows 72, tomorrow's high back to around 94 again. It's 79 degrees now in Dallas, 80 in Fort Worth, 73 in Wichita Falls, and 76 degrees in Tyler.